The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How'd you get that scar? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. So I was teaching Zumba last week, and sure enough, I got overzealous in my cueing, and I just caught my nail.
In your cueing?
Yeah. So you like you motion which ways to go next, what the next move is.
Okay.
And I was just so into my J-Lo Shakira mix.
Right. You were really feeling it.
I was so excited. Right. I just clawed my arm, and I just started bleeding.
and
you
know, that's
you
got to
keep a smile on your face, and you keep dancing, and I just have blood dripping
from
my hand.
No problem. Right. Beauty is pain, everybody. Look at the sacrifice going on up front here.
And I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, this is going to leave a mark. This is a scar.
Right.
But that's not my favorite scar. It's a toss-up between when I was in high school catching a basket toss when I was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
And the flyer came down really hard. She freaked
this
out.
This is the person that's in the air.
Right.
Not everybody has a cheerleading background, Anna. So
she was up in the air and she got scared. And instead of coming down safe, she kind of freaked out. But I can't let her hit the floor. Like, you're a cheerleader. You don't let them hit the floor.
You're a hero.
Right.
Here we go. Anna's up.
I don't know if I was a hero, but I broke the fall.
Right. Either way, you were at the bottom. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I have a scar on my lip from where she like clawed me coming down.
Okay.
Still not better than when I was in college. We had gone out and it was a late night and we got home and decided we were going to do slip and slide outside the dorm rooms.
It's a good idea.
Always a good idea.
Right.
A bunch of early 20-year-olds, we set up the slip and slide going down the hill, and I'm like, of course, I'll go first, guys.
Hey, I'm the most daring. I got this. I'm Anna Zapp. Boom.
Went right down. At the time, I wasn't Anna Zapp. Went down the slip and slide first, and all of a sudden, I felt like a sharp pain in my upper thigh, and I stood up, and there was a broken Bud Light bottle sticking out of my leg.
Nice.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, that's a real one.
Right. And I reached down. And
your
like,
friends
oh
all cheered and were scared for you at the same time.
Well, the problem was, is I went, and I just pulled it out.
Oh, good.
And
gusher.
It was awful. And then all of a sudden, there was the panic where we have to find somebody sober to drive us to the emergency room.
Right, right.
So we went to go wake up one of the guys who's on the roller cross team because he had a game the next morning. So we knew he wasn't going to be drinking. And he had to bring us to the emergency room. And we ended up getting stitches. And it looks like a lightning bolt.
You have a lightning bolt scar on there now.
And I call it the lightning bolt of inspiration because that's my sorority's like kind of mascot thing, the lightning bolt.
Good.
Right.
Congratulations.
Thank
it's a story
you.
To tell wherever you go.
I'm sure you've
you know,
got some,
scars
too.
Are too. I have them all over my body. So there's the one on my inner calf here that is from a motorcycle muffler. Mm-hmm. So we used to all have dirt bikes. We would take them into the woods. There was like this field where we set up a track where, you know, we were just crazy. I mean, we would get chased by the police and everything. It was nuts. There was a guy from the neighborhood that had a big street bike, like a Harley. And he would take it down there because he was just insane, too. And he would let us ride it around, 11-year-olds hauling around a 500-pound bike through this field there. And I laid it over on my leg one time, man. And you have to peel your leg off the muffler.
Oh, it hurts.
First time you do one of those, you'll never forget. And it sticks with you.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. How'd you get your scar? The thing about scars, even though they're not really fun, you're always got a good story behind them, right?
Right. It tells
something
a story.
Had to happen. Like, how'd you get that scar?
It's a memory.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. This comes up because I got a new scar on my hand from being overzealous at my Zumba class and just clawing myself with my nails. I didn't know I could do that much physical damage to myself with a nail. Turns out I could.
Clean up your nails, man.
Yep.
All right, get those things cleaned up. I remember one of the first scars I got on my face, besides, different various accidents as a kid. 24 years old, burying a friend. Sad story. I'm in the bathroom, using the bathroom. I go to wash my hands and my face, and I lean over. And for some reason, their soap dispenser thing is like pointed like a jagged knife
Wow.
off the wall. and it cut me right in the center of my forehead. I cannot believe it. And so it was the first wrinkle I ever got in my face.
There you go.
And is the first memory ever, and it always reminds me of that day. It's crazy.
Yeah. We asked on our Facebook page, how'd you get your scar? Let's see. Deanna wrote, I was about 2 years old. My sister was making Jell-O. She had a pan of boiling water in her hand and was about to transfer it to the bowl of Jell-O mix when I tugged on her sleeve and spilled it all over my arm. The scar is from where the bandage stuck.
Oh my gosh.
You always cringe when you read these, right?
That is scary. Jell-O, so disarming. You would think it would be fine.
No. Sally put a rake spike through my big toe.
That's a big one.
I know.
You're crucified by a rake.
Ugh, Lisa, the scar on my nose from falling down cement stairs as a baby in my walker.
Oh,
Lisa,
my gosh.
Lisa is the reason why they don't have those walkers anymore. Right. The ones with the wheels on them. 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. How'd you get your scar? It's CNN Raven.
I was at my cousin's house on Halloween, and we were riding dirt bikes. And one of my cousins was sitting down showing me how many laps I had left before I had to give it up. And as I looked up at him, I didn't realize there was a pothole in front of me.
Oh, nice.
I, like, slammed into this pothole and flew off the dirt bike like I was Superman. It knocked the breath out of me when I hit the ground. And all I could do was watch the dirt bike do flips all the way up. Like, the little peg went through my leg.
Oh!
Here's what I've learned from you and Raven this morning.
Dirt bikes are made for crashing.
No, you should never have a dirt bike.
No, you've got to have it. It was a rite of passage.
No. Anna and Raven, how'd you get your scar?
Yeah, this goes back to the 70s. The church around the corner put a second story on, and they had this large 2x12 to slide stuff up. So I rode my bike up, and I kept going up, and I thought it would slide back down again, but it didn't. So I went off into the air, did a 360, and bam, right to the ground.
Nice.
The stars on my back. Mm.
I had a 10-speed once, all right? You know, like when you get your first 10-speed and you shouldn't be on a 10-speed yet at this point. But you figure you can reach the pedals, so I'm going to be a grown-up and have a 10-speed. We used to race our bikes down this massive hill in the neighborhood where I grew up, and I hit the speed bump in a race, flipped over, landed on my face, and slid about 20 yards. I spent that entire summer coated in vitamin E and aloe outside. It was absolutely horrendous.
How'd you get that scar? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text.
I have them all over my body. So there's the one on my inner calf here that is from a motorcycle muffler. There was a guy from the neighborhood that had a big street bike, like a Harley. And he would take it down there because he was just insane, too. And he would let us ride it around, 11-year-olds, hauling around a 500-pound bike through this field there. And I laid it over on my leg one time, man. And you have to peel your leg off the muffler.
Oh, it hurts.
First time you do one of those, you'll never forget. And it sticks with you.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. How'd you get your scar?
Hi, I have a scar in the shape of my cousin's teeth.
Oh, how did that happen?
I'm guessing because he bit him.
Well, we were two years old, and she bit me so hard that the teeth marks are still on my calf, and I am over 40 years old.
Oh my gosh.
That's a serious bite.
Right.
I'm telling you, those biters, you got to watch out for them. So
is this a joke or are you still mad about it? Because Anna's been telling me.
I'm totally serious.
Yeah, no, but are you still mad? I'm like, that stuck with me forever.
No, I guess it's sort of funny. It's like one of those little party tricks I can pull out, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
My husband, he has a scar on two of them right on his forehead, and it's because his brother hit him in the head with a metal milk crate when they were little.
Right.
And I ask him, like, do you still get mad about that? And he is like, what am I going to do? He's like, we were brothers. Like, I feel like when you're little and things like that happen when you're kids, like, you have to just accept it for what it is.
You know what? Both of you are saying that, but I'm telling you, you always keep that in the back of your mind. Mm. All right? Dog bites you, you remember that dog bit you. All right? You might be friends again after that, but you're still keeping an eye on him.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer an excellent in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to help make your life simple. No matter how busy life gets, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Criterion appliances.
Save big money at Menards. Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.